Thanks for joining us on Midweek Matters, a podcast helping you tackle the midweek matters of life with greater wisdom and confidence. Your Midweek Matters, by connecting you with the experiences and expertise of new and familiar voices of Kingsway, our vision is that your life midweek would matter. Make sure to check out our podcast page where you can find each episode along with show notes and ways to connect with us. Head to kingsway.org.au/midweek matters. I'm Dave. It's so great to have you with us. Enjoy the episode.
Well, welcome to Midweek Matters. We're all about drawing out wisdom from the Kingsway community. And today with us, we have a chat with Sharon Naylor. It's great to have you here, Sharon, to talk all things finances, especially in this new season that we find ourselves in. The whole world is thinking about money at the moment, obviously thinking about health, but money is right in there. And so we're going to get some practical things from you, and we're going to get some perspectives from the Bible, what God's saying about money, hopefully drawing some of that for our listeners at home. It often surprises Christians when they discover just how much the Bible talks about money. I was surprised this week when I looked at there's over 2,000 verses about money, wealth, or possessions. And Jesus spoke about money 11 out of his 39 parables. That's a pretty good strike right there. It was really well talked about. So surprising. Does that surprise you, those figures?
Yeah, I've done quite a few courses on giving in with finances through church, so doesn't surprise me today, but certainly when I first learned about it, it was definitely something of interest. And I think churches struggle to emphasise that fact, and it's certainly something we shouldn't be afraid of or should be focused on more.
So, once we get started, I wonder, who is Sharon Naylor? I've just got a few stats here, Shaz. Maybe you can tell me if I'm off the mark or on the money. You started in the bank while studying, and since then you've worked overseas for 7 years in the finance sector in Hong Kong. Been at Kingsway for 16 years. You sort of oversee the three campuses and community care as our business manager, juggling a lot of numbers, a lot of people, a lot of time. Sounds like a lot to manage.
Yep, keeps me on my toes.
Keep you on your toes. Well, as we kick off today, just a disclaimer that we're just sharing some general advice. We're just trying to share some practical godly wisdom with you. Obviously, whatever we say, please check it out and think it through.
Yeah, we're not professionals. We're just had experience personally with our own finances.
And a lot of our things we'll share will just be our experiences and our views. And so definitely check those things out. Well, let's kick off with our personal finances, Shaz. At the moment, you know, COVID's happening, coronavirus is all on the media, but there's a lot of economic talk on the news. I wonder if you could give us some comments around this, what you're seeing or noticing at the moment.
Yeah, definitely an interesting time. There's been people that are really struggling, you know, with their businesses or even just losing their jobs. Some have been stood down and not making any income. But on the other hand, others are busier than usual in their jobs or even benefiting a lot from the government stimulus. So probably just a couple of suggestions on what to do. If your income has been reduced, if that's a challenge, there's a few tips that I'd encourage people to look at. Review all your regular expenses. Some of these are really obvious, but sometimes it's just good to have that reminder, I guess, or prompting. So review your regular expenses. What can you cut out? What can you look at insurances and see how you can save money there, or even putting your mortgage on hold. That's something that we did right from the start. It was going to be a challenge for a couple of months to pay our mortgage, with Murray's work being erratic, so we put our mortgage on hold for 6 months. And then how can you bring in more income? So are you able to eligible for JobSeeker, or can you look for some casual work? There's a lot of casual work going on at the moment. You know, look at different ways that you can help people out or make a bit of extra income if you've got time on your hands. And also the big ones, what can you sell? I know often many guys have a lot of big things in their garage that are sitting there doing nothing.
I thought that was off limits, the garage, just for the guys.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, but on the other hand, if you are better off, it's a really good time to be thinking about using that wisely. So if you've received Job Seeker or some sort of support, I know quite a few people got the very initial 750 bonus, especially a lot of the younger people or those that receive family income. Think about how, still review your expenses, same as I talked about before, that can be a real benefit in reducing your costs, but it's a really good time to be paying mortgage off while the interest rate's low. The quicker you can pay that off, the benefit, the more money that you'll be saving in that.
Yeah, that's right. I've just gone to my broker recently and said, can you get us a better interest rate? Because they seem like the banks are trying hard to work with customers as much as they do. And so I've just asked the question. There's no harm in asking the question. So
yeah, we did that about 6 months ago. I was encouraged to ring the bank and just, and I couldn't believe it was literally a 3 minute conversation and I'd saved 0.5% off our mortgage. Yep. It was so easy.
Which is thousands of dollars in the long term.
Surprised me. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, look at your mortgage, how you can be saving, and just like you've gone with a broker, I think going with a broker to review your super, especially if you're getting closer to retirement age, which is what Murray and I have been looking at, get a broker onto checking your super. Are you in the best value? Are you, how the income is going, or the return on on your super, how it's going, and have someone look at that. But another really great way that I know as a Kingsway family is just bless others. Like if you've been blessed, see how you can bless that on, you know, going forward, whether it's through a meal or sending flowers or just in little ways, you know, you can do, it can go a long way. Or, as I'll talk about a little bit later, in our Beyond Giving.
I like that, because some people in our community are doing it tough, so maybe it's that local shop you can get behind and go and get some takeaway or do something you might not do to help that business keep going at the moment. So that's good. A lot of us, myself included, have been working from home a little bit. And that's
too
interesting with kids and the family. But you got any tips around working from home at the moment?
Not so much on the kids' side. You can share on that because thankfully, my son's out of the house. He's still working outside as a builder. My daughter is studying from home, so she's sort of out of our space, has her own space in the study upstairs. But I have been working from home, but also encouraging the rest of the Kingsway staff to just be thinking about their workspace, how they've set up. Have they got a comfy chair? Which is something I don't have. I really need to bring one home. Clear your space. Have it as tidy as you can, except from a personal perspective from living at home, that, well, I've had to accept that my dining table is just going to be a mess for while I'm at home because it's just too hard to pack up all. I've got files and computer and all that sort of stuff and stationery. So yeah, try and clear your own space where you can. Encourage people to get up, get dressed, try and stick to a routine as much as possible. It's really tempting. I still wear my slippers, but I still get dressed for those Zoom meetings. Keep record of your hours that are working at home, because you can, on your tax, you can claim 80 cents for each hour that you're at home. And that's really good to have been organised early on, so prepare for that early so that you're not scrounging in July and going, when did that start and when was I working from home? And that's really helpful to do that early and just keep a record of that.
Would that be like a spreadsheet, just out of the days?
Yeah,
the hours?
There is an app, an ATO app that you can get on your phone, but I found for this it wasn't really helpful. So just it's just a little, whether it's a spreadsheet or I'm still a paper person, so a little note on the side that you just file in your filing, just keeping a record of the hours.
One thing I've been doing with my work is I actually, we have a work uniform, so I actually put my work uniform on when it's work time, and then at 5 o'clock-ish when I'm wrapping things up, I just get changed and I just put that away.
Work mode.
Work mode, and it's a bit of a mindset, I know, I just always wear it, you know, but it just helps me go, actually it's time for family now, and my work, trying to block off that time so my work doesn't become 24 hours a day. So.
Yeah, I've definitely been running longer. I generally stop once dinner's cooked, so thankfully Murray's doing the cooking. I think taking breaks is also another thing that is really crucial when you're in that same mode all day. Like if you're a bit of a task-focused, orientated person, you can just sort of sit and, you know, all of a sudden you look up and it's 6 o'clock at night, yeah, and you're like, where did the day go? But I think from a personal perspective, regular exercise has been really such a crucial part of me feeling, I think, just emotionally and mentally up for it. Is just most mornings I walk for, you know, pretty much an hour, and that just sort of sets my day. I feel better straight away. That's good. And gets you in a good mood to get work done.
Yeah. Even at lunch, I'm just getting away from your desk, get out some sunshine, just having lunch out the back or something. Yeah. Could be really beneficial. One thing we're both fans on is the Barefoot Investor. We're not getting any product endorsements and sponsorship kickbacks here, but it's the Barefoot Investor has been great for my family, just to help understand money, get a bit of control over our money and just separate it, so we know that things are where they should be and ready for that rainy day. Yeah. And here is a rainy day.
What I loved is how simple it is. Like, it's a really reasonable investment for $20. You know, it's a cheap investment to really getting on track. It was something that I blessed my kids with when they graduated, because I just think it's so much valuable information in there. And whenever you know, they go through a challenging time financially, it's like, go and get your book out, have a read, just read the first couple of chapters, that's all you need. But it's simple as, even for an 18-year-old, so.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's definitely good, a bit of peace of mind knowing that there's a bit there in our margin account. Well, let's talk a little bit more about some spiritual financial tips, but there's some great practical tips, and I'm sure some of our listeners will get some great things in there. You know, the Bible, as I mentioned earlier, talks a lot about money. Sharon, why do you and your family give? Why do you tithe and give to the church and church programs?
I was encouraged from a young age. I made a commitment at 15, and I think just growing up in the Baptist church, it was just the done thing. It was just something that we were encouraged, and I just found that conviction really early on. Not having my own parents in church with me, I think I was just very much what was the right thing to do. So I really was listening to and following, you know, I saw other families giving, so I felt convicted. I was working from 15 as well, so I was convicted from an early age, which I think is really helpful if you get that grounding really early. It's you know, you carry it. I've also been in a role as a treasurer in all the churches I've been in. Was acting treasurer from 19 in my church that I grew up in. So it's something that I've had the blessing of being able to see what actually happens with those finances that we give. I've always been involved in that, and so that's been a great encouragement for me, just to go, I can see where it's adding value, and find it hard, how do we express that outside. But for me, I've been lucky enough to be on the front line and see exactly, and I think God's just convicted me with the skills to just enjoy handling finances on that sort of side of things. And it's just a really important tool to me to be able to bless the team that are ministering, and being able to for them to be free to be able to do their job. That's what I feel my calling is just to encourage them to be free to carry out that what God has them doing.
And that's right, it is a gift and something you can bless the church community with, your insight and understanding and skills. Hopefully, you know, God gives us wisdom to manage the finances to build his kingdom. Obviously he's doing the building, but we need to be good stewards of what he entrusts us with, so that's really good. What about for families at the moment? You know, I know they might have been giving, but we're in a challenging season. There's costs and uncertainties. Have you got any thoughts about giving or tithing in this sort of time?
I think one of the most important things, it's not always about how much you give. It's about the process, the routine. And so I've seen people even drop it down to a dollar. It's just at least their transfer is still happening. It's they're prompted by that regular giving. So even if you can't give what you usually give, reducing it to a small amount is better better than not giving at all. For Murray and I, we give a little bit differently because we use Murray's business as a through the family trust to give. So we give him lump sums, and so just like I keep a tally of what I owe the tax office, I keep a tally of what I owe to church, and I just treat it like any other expense. It's just an account that we, at some stage, will, you know, pay off when it's a little bit better off Yeah. Well, when we're able to, so so that's been helpful. But yeah, it's a challenge, but I think God sees your heart more than anything else, so you don't want to be doing it begrudgingly, but just, you know, and if it is a really struggle at the moment, there's other ways that you can give, whether it's through prayer or through volunteering your time.
Yeah.
Lots of other ways. It doesn't always have to be financial.
That's right. Yeah, I do like that. And I remember when I was at the Baptist, maybe that's how I get on so well, but we had the little offering slips, and on it says, God loves a cheerful giver.
Yeah.
And I always remember that. He doesn't want me to be feeling a burden to be giving to all his work. It's more about the joy that you can partner alongside God and what God's doing in spreading the love and the good news in our community. So that's why I always remember that.
Yeah, important to bring prayer into it too. Like if it is something that you're struggling with, I think just spending time with him and praying through it and helping him to change your heart, that can make a massive difference.
Yeah. And sometimes we can be tough on ourselves and expect a lot, and we just need to, and God cuts us so much slack and grace all the time.
Yeah,
we need to
thankfully
take a bit more of that on board sometimes.
That's true.
You talked about being treasurers at all the churches. Obviously, we're just focused about Kingsway here. Can you tell us a little bit how finances are going?
For sure.
At the moment.
Yeah, initially I was in a little bit of panic mode. It's like, what's this going to mean for Kingsway? I wanted to cut things wherever I can, cut expenses, just like I've encouraged people previously with their personal expenses. You know, it's like, cut the cleaning, and because no one's going to be in here, and you know, thankfully electricity's been reduced significantly. Yeah. So there are other, quite a few areas where expenses have been reduced, but thankfully we had the federal government's cash flow boost, so that came in this week. So that was $10,000. That will really help just to get through the initial period. We've had a grant, or we're applying for a grant through Fresh Hope for our streaming costs, so the equipment we've had to purchase to do online streaming. But yeah, we're also, it looks quite likely like that next month we'll look into the job keeper.
Yep.
And
staff.
So for staff, and so that will bless majority of the staff at church to be able to keep all their jobs, so that was never something that we were concerned about, but thankfully with the JobKeeper that will affirm that all the staff won't have an issue. They'll be paid actually a little bit extra because most staff are part-time.
Yeah.
Well, all staff are part-time, and but it will actually mean, I think, that church will come out of this quite smoothly. But it's the money that we have lost is come from the rental income, so with the dance studio and the op shop being closed, we've lost income from the rental income, and it means that we can then, for people like the Whimsy and the coffee van and Gracie with a plated affair, we can pass that on to them and just give them a bit of a breather of paying their rent as well, because they're still operating, but they're certainly not operating in at the same capacity as they were. So.
Now, something that I know our family has loved being a part of for the last couple of years is Beyond Giving, and we've had the fortune of seeing some of that and how it works. Can you share a little bit of thoughts about what Beyond Giving is and what it means to you?
For us Baptists, Beyond Giving is just missions giving, and that was what we used to call it. But it's just about thinking outside of just the Kingsway community in the building, but actually projects outside. So we're very big involved in the community through Kingsway Community Care, through Platform 9 and Jacaranda and the Op Shop and Southern Cross Kids. So they're all projects that benefit from the Beyond Giving, but also other projects globally, as far as Hands at Work in the kids in Africa, and Open Doors, and our congregation over in Phnom Penh, we support them primarily through their rental of the property over there, which has gone up significantly in the last few years. But yeah, they're all
Books Over the Sea.
Books Over the Sea in Fiji. So yeah, it's if you do connect with these projects. I'm really lucky as a family. We've been able to go over to Cambodia and work with organisations over there and visit the church. And we've also, Murray's been able to connect with Andrew Veris and go to Fiji with Books Over the Sea. His work actually went over and laid some foundations for one of the libraries there. It's so great to hear the stories. And I got a report this week from Hands at Work that actually showed all the little kids in Mount Moriah in Zambia of actually socially distancing and learning to wash their hands. And it just hit home to me that, yes, here I am in my Sutherland Shire bubble and whinging about, you know, how it's affected us here, but you can imagine how much more it's affected those kids and places like Hands at Work that have just had to rethink how they are supporting these families, even in this difficult time, because obviously they still need to eat, and that's what they're providing. Right. They're providing food and clean water and teaching these young kids on, what they need to do in to keep healthy. And safe. So it's been a blessing that I get to see what our finances go to, and I just think that's what I can encourage is just to give above and beyond your regular tithe for Kingsway and allocate. And how it works is people give, we're encouraged to pray and give what God convicts us to give. And then those funds are going to a pool, and the elders set aside a percentage of how each project's, what their need is. So, Kingsway Cambodia will receive a good portion of that, same with Kingsway Care, but then we still support those other projects with the needs that they have as well. So,
I loved it. We went to Cambodia a few years ago with the kids, and that verse, I forgot where it was, but where God talks about he multiplies.
Yeah.
And going to Cambodia with your dollar, your $100 in Australia might go this far, but when we went to Cambodia, that was a multiplying effect, and to see the money at work to feed kids, to feed families, to help them, I was blown away, and it's very inspiring, and that personal connection, and they want to connect. The Cambodian crew want to connect with us, and they love the people from Kingsway in Australia, and they want to support us. They want to be praying for us. It's a brilliant thing. So
and such a blessing. Like you really think that you're going over to add value, and that was not what I found at all.
Absolutely.
Like, it was such a blessing to us personally.
Absolutely.
Something I'd encourage people, if they have that opportunity, to just seek out, even if it's locally. You know, get involved with, some of our local projects. If travelling's not well, certainly for a while we won't be travelling for a while, which is a
but
shame.
Even blessing, I remember I went to Jacaranda Cottage. We had a night about finances with the girls there, just talk about budgeting, and there's different skills we might be able to bring.
Exactly.
Praying for these programs. I know there's some fabulous prayers in our community. Let's get behind these places we're giving financially to, but we can be praying for them, we can be serving them, and we can also be upholding the staff in those places, because we were talking about Mr. Morrison before, like we just need to be, everyone's out there trying their best. We've got to be, I feel as Christians, we can be praying for people, encouraging them as they go about their work.
Yeah, for sure.
So we, I guess we're wrapping up here, Shaz, as we balance some of the practical elements with some of the spiritual elements, I wonder if you've got any final thoughts about, finances in this sort of season.
I was really encouraged by what Foz shared on Sunday. I think the balance for me is being proactive, but also letting go of the worry and the concern and the control over it, that, I need to leave it in his hands. And I think that's what we're encouraged to do, is don't just let it all go and to the wind and to see what happens, but actually be proactive in the areas that we can be.
Yeah.
But the stress and the worry and the concern, we just need to lay at his feet and allow him to take control. It's a balance, a bit of a juggle. I think especially having done church finances for so long, the juggle is following business models but still having the faith element come into that. So I don't think I've definitely not got it down pat, but it's something I constantly juggle with, and I think even my husband encourages me. He's certainly much more of a let it go, give it to God, but personally it's still something that I am challenged with constantly, and I've been doing it for 30 years, so
that's very true, isn't it? It's hard.
Prayer's the trick. Just pray, leave it to God. And I know that if I do that first thing in the morning, it's a whole different day for me.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good way to start the day. Yeah. Look, I'm sure you'd be happy to have a chat with anyone who wants to have a chat with you. I know I've called you so many times over the years just to throw ideas around about money and budgeting and talking spreadsheets. And I know John Lawrence, who heads up the, he's the chair of our business team at Kingsway Community Church, he'd be happy to chat with you. But there's plenty of people in our community. And so I'd encourage you, if you do have questions, to reach out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Always happy to chat.
Yeah, always have a chat. Well, thanks for this chat, Chaz. It's been nice to catch up and hear about what your thoughts are about money, especially in this season. And our hearts are that we'd be praying and we'd be, I guess, using our skills and resources that we have to do God's work in our community and where we have influence. So thanks for being part of it, and look forward to next week on Midweek Matters.
Thanks.
Thanks again for joining us on this episode of Midweek Matters. If you'd like to get in touch, download show notes, or suggest a topic of discussion, simply head to kingsway.org.au/midweek matters. If you found this episode helpful, maybe your friends will too. Please share it online. It may help someone else's midweek matter. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you online again soon.